Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
I wanna leave. The best is yet to come. No one will believe me that I'm not on the run.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. It's Thursday night again, it's 6 till 7, it's The Back Room. Best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music there is around. It seems spring night, it's really nice out there. Twin Atlantic kicking off there with new track from them and Get Out. Very exciting show for you tonight. I've got the music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. And my special guest tonight will be the amazing punk singer-songwriter Frank Turner. His 10th studio album, Undefeated, is out tomorrow, and he's going to be in Sheffield at 6 p.m. at the Foundry on Saturday, in his world record attempt to do as many gigs, the most gigs in 24 hours across the UK. So I'm going to be chatting to him about the album, about the world record attempt. So I'm playing some tracks from his album, of course. So this is a new one from Bonshell. This is Docket.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
Find your way. Guess it was true all along. Somebody where my bed's a place to hide, and I'm sharing it with someone like you. I've got a lover in my sight, but something just don't feel right. Who's this somebody else like you? Yeah, it's true, yes, you found your way. Guess it was true all along. Somebody knew my family shaking for me. And hey, when we're wrong, you flick a smile and all my attention goes. Now I found somebody else like you. Hey, what did you find? Cause I'm finding pretty wild outside. Now there's somebody else like you.
Sam Shadell and somebody else. Okay, let's do some Frank Turner then. We're going to have him on soon, talking about his new album, Undefeated, out tomorrow. This is a track from it. This is Do One.
People are just going to hate you no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone's shit.
Turner and Do One. Okay, I'm going to be talking to him very shortly. This is a band called The Howlers. Their debut album is out on May the 17th. It's called What You've Got to Do, What You've Got to Lose to Win It All. This is a track from that. This is I Need Your Love.
I don't mind.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Alone. Say when
That is a tune that is Taurus and Avalanche. They are from Milton Keynes. Two-piece there. That's, yeah, great from them. I had them on the show a few years ago, actually, when they just started out, and they're back with that. So without further ado, let's talk about my special guest, Frank Turner. You know, he needs no introduction, really. Been shamming his music for very many years. 10th album, Undefeated, will be out tomorrow. Yeah, he just plays live all the time. He's got his 3,000th gig coming up in London next year. Kicked off in Sleep Is for the Week in 2007, and he's made loads of albums since then. Also played with A Million Dead. He started off with that band, and Mungal Harder. He was also with them as well, and the Sleeping Souls and his band. Going to be talking to him straight after another track from the album, and this is Girl from the Record Shop.
Shop. Sat behind the counter in a bright gold top. And every time she looks at me, my heart just stops. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. I've been in every day, but it's so much fun. Don't even know my own timetable. Something in the smile makes me so unstable. Oh yeah, I'm in love. Shop. She's been playing the Supremes and the Four Tops. She says her favorite record is Everything Sucks. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop.
So welcome. It's a pleasure to have Frank Turner on the show. So much to talk about. You're a busy man, Frank. Well, you're always a busy man, but it seems this week it's like feels even busier. Yeah, new album, 10th album, Third Yes. Undefeated. Seems like a great title, actually, for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I mean, as you might imagine, I spent a fair amount of time trying to get the right word. What I like about the word undefeated is that it doesn't imply that you're necessarily the world champion. Do you know what I mean? But it means that nobody's managed to knock you over yet, which is very much how I feel about where I stand, both in the music industry and in life.
Yeah, kind of, what was the inspiration for this album? I mean, I know you're over 20 years, you've had so much to write about. What was particular about this album and maybe the process of writing this album?
Inspirationally speaking, a lot of it has to do with kind of identity and trying to sort of figure out where I stand. And that applies on a number of different levels. You know, I'm 42, which is a sort of weirdly unsexy age in the punk rock world. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm friends with bands like Bad Religion and NoFX, and the older punk bands who are still touring. And I don't want to call them heritage acts, but you know what I mean? And that's
yeah,
great.
It's been around a while.
Right. And then there's a younger generation of punk bands coming through right now. I'm very excited about the state of punk rock right now. There's so many great new bands, you know, the Meffs, Lamborghini Girls, so many great bands. Jen and the Degenerates, amazing band. And I don't really fit into either camp, you know. And also, I mean, in terms of my career, I didn't really come up with a scene. Do you know what I mean? I sort of, I was friends with Mumford & Sons and played shows with them. I was friends with Gallows. I played shows with them. But I was always sort of slightly fell between stools in a way that sometimes has been great and sometimes has been a bit lonely, if I'm honest with you. But, you know, here I am. 10 albums is unusual, you know, and I'm still here and I'm not a stadium act, but I'm also not playing the barfly, you know. And so it's a lot of it's about just sort of trying to figure out quite where I stand and where I fit. And hopefully there's an answer after 45 minutes and 14 songs, but that's for other people to judge.
I'm pretty sure of that. So, I mean, you're no stranger to try and like do lots of gigs in a short space of time. You did like, you know, the States, 50 states in 50 days. Now yeah. You're coming up with a world record attempt, but you know, there's a great cause around this. It's to support grassroots venues, independent record shops. We all know is kind of incredibly important. How are you feeling about it? Because it's, you know, album's out Friday. It's this weekend, May 4th. You start, yeah. I think, in Liverpool, you're going to Southampton. You've got 15 shows to do.
Yep. And we're in Sheffield, indeed, at the Foundry as well with Bershree
Records. Indeed, 6 o'clock on Saturday. And then Chesterfield after that. So
yeah, Sheffield's going to catch me in a good mood, I suspect. Basically, like, the idea was mine. And in the very typical way for me, I sort of came up with the idea. I was like, yeah, that sounds great. And me and more of my team put the whole thing together. And it's... honestly, just in the last sort of 48 hours or whatever, I've been doing a lot of interviews with people asking about how I'm going to survive it. And I'm like, oh, God, what have I done? You know, it was my idea. We're doing midday to midday. At about 4 a.m., I'm going to start casting around for someone to blame. And my crew have told me in no uncertain terms that I'm not allowed to do that because it was my idea.
Do you know if anybody's actually going to follow you the whole way?
I've heard rumor that there are some people. Yeah, there are. I've heard rumor there are some people coming to every show. To which I'm like, don't. It's a terrible idea. It's going to be awful. I think the thing is, I think the shows will carry me through. And, you know, there's nothing I love more than being on a stage. It's a huge privilege, and it's the thing. It's the one thing in life I definitely know how to do. You'd hope so by this point. I suspect that once I've finished the last show in Southampton, that's going to be a crash, let's say. Hopefully not literally, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you're no stranger to touring, folk. We know that over these many years. How do you keep doing it? I mean, lots of bands, like, they'd be like, they would be done. They'd be knackered. They'd be like, oh, I can't keep going like this. But what is it about you that you feel like, I know you feel really comfortable on the stage, don't you, like playing that, but it's just that kind of energy to keep going with this.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to it. I mean, partly I started very young. I did my first tour when I was 16 and fell in love. And when I was a kid, I used to idolize bands like Black Flag, the American hardcore band who toured harder than anybody. And, you know, that's all I ever really wanted to be, was kind of a road rat, you know, and I'm sort of proud that I am. And it's as I said, it's the one thing in life I know how to do. I don't really know how to do anything else. But also, I mean, there is a real sense of, like, to use some modern terminology, like recognizing my privilege. Like, it's such, I make a living traveling around the world playing guitar. That's ludicrous, you know, and I feel so grateful for it. And hopefully in a way that doesn't sound patronizing, but there were tons of musicians I started out with who were just as talented, if not more so than me, you know, and luck didn't go their way or whatever it was, you know, and they're not touring these days. And I sort of feel duty bound because I have the opportunity to keep doing this, to do it well, you know, and to do it all the way. You know, and maybe that will hit an age where I kind of run out of steam. I don't know. It hasn't happened yet, and I'm 42, so.
42, you keep going. What do you do on your, I'm interested, what do you do on your days off?
Generally speaking, nothing at all. And we have a thing in my touring party that we call Slug Life. And Slug Life means you go, if you're lucky enough to have a hotel room, particularly if you're lucky enough to have a hotel room that has a robe, you know, a dressing gown, you put a dressing gown on. And what's great about modern technology is with stuff like Uber Eats, you can order food without having to talk to anybody. And what it means is you can spend a 24-hour period without interacting with another human being, which, given that what I do on my days on is nothing but interact with other human beings, it's kind of a necessary reprieve.
Great. And you've got, you know, after this, and you've got UK, then another, you come back for another UK tour. Europe got some last dates. I think NoFX's last dates, aren't they?
We're doing a few of NoFX's last dates, which is I mean, they're friends of mine, but they're also a band that I grew up with as a listener. I'm a little sad about it that they're hanging up their towel. But I mean, they've been going for 40 years, so it's kind of fair enough. You know, they started when I was two. So we're doing that, but we are going this year. We're going all around the world. We've just announced show 3000. I count my shows and my 3000th solo show, I should say, because I did more with other bands, but that will be next year in London. And then there's going to be more after that too. You'll be shocked to hear.
I'm really shocked, yeah. Well, of all the countries you play, Frank, like is there a country that you particularly like, that you feel like there's a real buzz playing that specific? I mean, I know you do America a lot. Everywhere, but is there anywhere specifically you feel like, maybe apart from the UK, that you feel like it's quite home?
I was about to say, if I was well trained, I would say, well, clearly Yorkshire. But I think that the answer kind of has to be America, simply because of the culture that we live in. You know, you grow up. We all grow up with American culture and movies and TV and all the rest of it. But even specifically within rock and roll, you know, I watched Almost Famous when I was a kid. I read books about Black Flag and about Operation, you know, old punk bands and stuff. And America is a wild country, and it's a country you can't sum up in a short sentence or indeed a short interview. And it has its problems, Lord knows. But I do love it. And it's sort of, there's something kind of, the platonic ideal of touring is America somehow. Do you know what I mean? To be on an American bus driving through Wisconsin. It's just like, as someone who grew up in suburban England, like, I pinch myself every time, even though I've toured the States endlessly since 2007.
Yeah, kind of long distances, those long road distances. I mean...
Right, and the roads are straight and the buses are big and comfortable, so that's nice too.
So... yeah, you're not going to be able to do so many shows in 24 hours in America. But
no, that would be a bigger challenge. I did a couple of years ago. I played all 50 states in the space of 50 days, which is a thing that I now know to be quite a bad idea. But we made a documentary about it, which is the first couple of episodes of that are out as well, if people want to check that out and see footage of me being very, very tired in different places.
Frank, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. You know, album out on this Friday, Undefeated, world record attempt for these solo shows. You've got Taxi taking you around the country.
They've put my face on the Taxi. The thing is, they've already done it, which means that somewhere in London right now, there is a cab with my face on it, which I feel quite weird about, if I'm honest with you.
Oh, that's, yeah. That must be a first, right?
As far as I'm aware.
Unless it's a bus somewhere as well. Don't have it on your tour bus or anything like that.
Goodness, no.
I'm going to catch you in Sheffield on the Sheffield Day. Actually, I think probably the last time I saw you was probably about the Boundary, probably a couple of years ago, maybe. You were in there.
Yeah, we've been through recently. I mean, again, it's going to sound like I'm pandering, but I do mean it. Like, Sheffield shows are always awesome. Do you know what I mean? One of my best friends is from Barnsley, and he tells me often about the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire, and I'm very excited to be coming back through.
Oh, great. And also, just to mention, Show 3000, London Alexandra Palace, February 22nd. Those things, tickets go on sale on Friday as well. So good luck this weekend, Frank. Enjoy it. Yeah. I'm sure you will.
Yes. If I make it through, I'll see you on the next tour around as well. But, you know, pray for my soul at about 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, and fingers crossed.
Plenty of coffee, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. Cheers.
Thank you, man. Cheers. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Cheers.
We used to write each other letters, such beautiful letters. And every time I'd see my name in a handwriting on an envelope, my day would get a bit better. I didn't forget her. How could I ever forget her? But now all that's left on my desk in the dust and neglect is some envelopes empty as ever. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters. You were kind of tied up. God only knows I didn't want to impose, so I just bit my tongue with a stiff lip until it was far too late for me to even contemplate writing again just to ask where you've been. So I guess we just settled on stalemate. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and having not really matter. We used to write each other letters. Have it not really matter. We used to write each other.
smuggling through. And you're tired of making do. I'm tired of muddling through. It's a terrible thing to share everything that you got with the one person who matters, and have it not really matter. We used to write each other letters, but it's a curious thing to doubt everything that you got and get saved by a stranger you knew when you were younger. I'm gonna write another letter. I need to try and put it better.
Thanks, Frank. That's Letters. Undefeated is out tomorrow. Go and get it. World record attempt. I think it's all pretty sold out, though, over the country for this. But he's going to be playing Sheffield's Foundry 6 p.m. and Chesterfield Gasoline at 7:30 on Saturday. So wish him luck to do all those gigs in 24 hours. I've got some music news coming up very shortly after a brand new one from Orlando Weeks. He used to be in the Maccabees. And Ryan Teasdale from Wet Leg is on this. This is called Dig. Tune Orlando Weeks and Ryan Teasdale from Wet Leg on them. That is called Dig. Let's do some music news.
Music news.
So, Manchester Co-op Live Arena. Wow, loads of troubles and postponements have been happening. Fans have been left angry and disappointed by the latest spate, dubbing the situation just a joke at this point. Yesterday, thousands of people made their way again to the Co-op Live, the recently built largest indoor arena in the UK, with a grand opening that's mildly pushed by pushbacks, reschedules, controversial comments about grassroots venues being poorly run, and the executive director resigning. The new gig space has been beleaguered by a series of chaotic issues. Aside from a Test Steven event featuring Rick Astley, for which some tickets were cancelled, reducing the audience to 11,000, the venue has yet to run a show successfully on the day it was originally scheduled. And it's supposed to open with performances from Peter Kay on April the 23rd and 24th, and that was moved to the 29th and 30th of April due to the venue's power testing failing a few days before schedule. Then a gig from the Black Keys that was scheduled for the 27th of April was moved to May the 15th, while the Peter Kay shows moved again to late this month, with a Boogie with the Hoodie that failing as the opening last night. The show was cancelled due to a venue-related technical issue just 10 minutes after doors opened, meaning there was already people outside the venue waiting to head in. This left many fans disappointed, frustrated and fed up. So who knows what's going to happen with this place, but hopefully at some point this 23,500 capacity arena is going to do something. So we'll see. The next scheduled event is keyed on Sunday. The likes of Elbow, Eric Clapton, Nicki Minaj, Liam Gallagher, The Killers, Eagles, Stevie Nicks, Pearl Jam, Megan Thee Stallion, Smashing Pumpkins and Weezer, and all the other acts to perform at the venue in coming months. Sam Fender, he wants to perform with AC/DC singer Brian Johnson and Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler. 30-year-old singer-songwriter got to meet the Rockers for their new Sky Art show and opened up about how getting on stage with them was a dream. Referring to his and Brian's shared North England roots, he tells them on the Johnson-Knopfler series, "The first time I met them, it was bizarre. I think it's because both of you in my life have been myths. Geordie myths. We'll have to get back on stage together sometime." And Mark Knopfler says, "We will definitely do that." That's the music news. It's 6:43. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, and this is Indoor Foxes. And this is called Plant Pot Song.
That smell of earth creeps under my fingers, handing the pot, finding keys. Catch your heart, loved, I just wanted to see it. I hope you'll notice me. So am I going too far? Somebody shut me up.
Loving that. That is Indoor Foxes and Plant Pot Song. Okay, let's do some local gigs for you, see what's going on in Sheffield this week.
Local and national gig guide.
And tonight, Blair Dunlop at the Greystones, Cody Pennington at the Foundry. Tomorrow, Jethro Tull is at the City Hall Cusp at Sydney and Matilda. Wetman at Hallamshire Hotel. And Saturday, Royston Club, Swim School, Alex Spencer at the Lead Mill, Moving Pictures. Academy 2, Prime and Register at the Caravan at Sydney and Matilda. And then on Sunday, you've got Anza at Hope Works. On Tuesday, Mouse Teeth at Sydney and Matilda. Wednesday, Billy Bragg at Network and Andy Irvine at the Greystones. And some other gigs that have been announced, some of the tours. Seagulls have announced their tour in September 26th, kicking off at Sheffield Octagon. And then going to Manchester Apollo on the 28th, Nottingham Rock City on the 1st of October, and Liverpool Uni Mountford Hall on the 9th. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Rat Boy is back. Just announced a date in London, 13th of June at the Lower Third Alternate. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. And Porter Robertson, DJ, Smile, D-World Tour, London Brickstead Academy, 6th of March next year, 2025. And also Manchester Albert Hall on the 7th of March. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Okay, this is a singer-songwriter from Manchester. He is called Kanan Nolan.
I journey through the world, the only thing that can come relax my mind is the thought of you and I. I delve inside the earth, I ponder what it's worth, weighed against your smile. It's the thought of you and I. You know one thing I need, a break in my mind. I'm sitting as I contemplate when your white dress follows me and tries to forget it all. Clear my head and attempt to move along. All across every sea and sky, here I catch your scent and I see your smile. It's the only one thing that I know will never die. It's the thought of you and I.
I journey through the wild, the only thing that can come relax my mind is the thought of you and I. I delve inside the earth, I ponder what it's worth, weighed against your smile. It's the thought of you and I.
If you just get by to me, you know. You know I'd never let you stand and wait. I'd tell the whole world to step out the way. I will run along the border full of happiness. It's how it's meant to be. I'll count my blessings twice. But the only thing that heals the mind, the urge to bind the thought of you and I. Part of you and I. We'll be right back.
They're called Kin, and that is Bull. Thanks for listening. That's it for me tonight. Thanks to Frank Turner for chatting. And don't forget, his album Undefeated out tomorrow. Also, new one from Kelly Jones, Inevitable, Incredible, and Lemon Twigs, A Dream Is All We Know. So, if you managed to catch Editors at Lebel last night, you were in for such a treat. I caught them, there was a 2-hour set, absolutely incredible. And I met up with Ed Lay, the drummer of Editors. We had a bit of a chat, and yeah, we're playing that next week. So tune in for that, and I'm going to finish on this note with Editors, Kiss, and this is the Soft Moon remix. Have a good evening.